Good morning. I hope everyone remembers yesterday's lesson on the three branches of government that are used everywhere from the state level all the way up to the national government itself. They are the legislative branch, which is Congress, they make the laws, the executive branch, which are the president and each state governor, who enforce laws using the police and military, and the judicial branch, or the courts of judges, who interpret the law when people argue about it. Today we're going to talk about the separation of powers, probably better known as checks and balances, because it's about how each branch is able to influence the other two and make sure that no one side is able to abuse the entire government. First, the judicial branch is like a watchdog. It uses its ability to interpret to decide whether laws Congress passes are okay with the U.S. Constitution. If not, it can strike them out completely and make them like they never existed. The executive branch can also monitor the laws that Congress is making and choose to veto, which means cancel, any one of them before it's even a law. Executives also get to choose who gets to be a judge. Anyone remember Harriet Myers from a couple years ago when Mr. Bush tried to make her a Supreme Court justice? She didn't get in because Congress debated and decided that she didn't have the training or experience to be on the Supreme Court, the most powerful court in the country. That brings us to the legislative branch's power. As I just mentioned, they get to advise and okay the judges that the executive selects. They're also the money bags of the system. Congress controls how much money everyone in the government gets, judges, presidents, and even themselves. The group has even more power when it comes to vetoing. If two-thirds of the Congress agrees, it can overrule even a presidential veto. But the most famous thing that Congress gets to do is throw out members of the government that get out of line. This is called impeachment. So, who can tell me what they think impeachment is in a couple of sentences? That's a very good start, but it's actually two parts, the House of Representatives and the Senate both. Do you remember them from yesterday? Well, I'll use the presidency as the most well-publicized example. The House gets things started by deciding if the president has violated the nation's trust or laws, and the majority of representatives think so. Well, then that's all that it takes for the president to be impeached. But, as you just thought, it was when the president actually gets kicked out. That's where the Senate comes in. It holds a big trial proceeding, like a court, and two-thirds of its members have to agree that the president should be convicted and removed from power. When both parts of Congress agree, that's when the president is first impeached, then convicted, and finally removed from office. But that's never happened before, only the impeachment. Like Andrew Johnson in the 1800s and Bill Clinton a decade ago, they were just impeached, never convicted. So, what are some problems with the separation of powers? Well, first of all, it slows things down. All this watching each other can make the actual governing take a back seat. To make matters even more complicated, when different political groups control different branches, like the Democrats and Republicans, it can make accomplishing anything even less likely. Also, because our government is so big and complex, researchers tell us that citizen participation is low because, percentage-wise, very few people bother to understand how the whole thing works. Finally, these days, people worry about the hidden power that judicial branches have. That is, that no one can influence their decisions. Both the president and Congress can have what they want changed or altered after the fact, but the judicial branch is completely immune from that. Judges can serve as long as they want, even their entire lives, and no one can change a court decision except another, higher court. In this way, the only way the other two branches feel that they have any control over the judges is deciding who becomes a judge, but there's nothing else that they can do. So keep that in mind when you think about running for president someday. Well, that about wraps up all the time that we have. I'd like you all to take your worksheets in front of you, turn them over, and fill them out, and turn them into me. Tomorrow we're going to be going over Bill Clinton's actual impeachment so that we can get some actual examples of what we've talked about today. Thank you very much, and I'll see you all tomorrow.